Willow's Pen and Quill. And, well, this is a little audio update. I'm actually in the rescue area just tidying up at the moment. But it was really just to cover off a couple of subjects. Recently, we have had, I think in the last week and a half, we've had four requests from people wanting to visit the Hedgehog Hospital. One of them was from a school, the school that actually donated the microscope to us, which is of great use and so much better than our old microscope. And they wanted to bring some of the biology class along. And then we've had requests from individuals as well. And unfortunately, we have to turn these requests down. The Hedgehog Hospital is on the side of our house, and a lot of our house is turned over to storage for everything that's needed to run it and for all the exhibitions and everything. So it's, while it's perfectly functional as a hedgehog hospital and it's outside the house as such, it's not really suitable for people to come and visit. And on the flip side as well, I go into an awful lot of schools to deliver education, and one of the questions always is, will you bring a hedgehog with us, with you? And it's the same situation really, because obviously these are wild animals, they're nocturnal, and human beings are frightening to them. So we ourselves only actually come into the hospital area when we are cleaning, feeding or treating the hedgehogs, medicating. And of course, when we've got hoglets, we have to be come in and out a lot more to feed the hoglets. But we don't come into the hospital area when it isn't necessary. Because part of our policy and part of the ethics is that we try to create as stress-free an environment as we can for the hedgehogs. And any sort of human contact or excessive human contact is stressful to them. They don't like being handled. Okay, small juveniles go through a very inquisitive phase, but in the main, we try to leave them alone as much as we can. So, unfortunately, it isn't something that we allow, because to us, it's the welfare and the well-being of the animal that is of the utmost importance. And of course, the thing is as well that these animals are here because they're injured, ill, orphaned. So often when schools ask me, well, you know, will you bring a hedgehog along? The children love to, you know, would love to see a hedgehog. And I try to explain to the teachers, and most of the time it's understood and accepted. I have had a couple of occasions where they've actually said, well, we don't want the talk then, which is I find quite interesting. But I say, well, it's, imagine if one of the children at the school was ill, or your child was ill, or a relative was ill and in hospital, and then somebody wheeled their bed out of the hospital into the middle of a shopping centre so everybody could have a gawp at them. And in fact, you know, a different species, so it's lions coming up to have a look at them. How would you feel, and how would they feel? And of course they would be terrified, you know. So it's the same situation, and it's one of the reasons why I create the videos, because I can play those in schools, people can watch them on the internet, and it helps highlight problems, but it also allows people to see some of the hedgehogs. And whenever I film the videos, they're all short videos, they're all done when I'm working in the rescue anyway. So with juveniles, it will be when they're being fed, And with the adults, it will be when they're already out for examination. So it's not as though they're actually being disturbed just to create the video. So that was one thing. And it's a bit easier sometimes than trying to type it up or put it onto Twitter or onto Facebook as sort of words to sort of explain it verbally. So sadly, we don't allow visits into the Hedgehog Hospital. And the second thing for this little quick audio is African pygmy hedgehogs. And had a phone call today from a lady asking if we sold African pygmy hedgehogs, which obviously we don't. We're a European hedgehog rescue. We have got a couple of rescued African pygmy hedgehogs, and I tried to explain to her that, in truth, ourselves and most other rescues are not that keen at all on the African pygmy hedgehog trade. It's one of those situations. The African pygmies have been bred from hedgehogs in the wild, not the European hedgehog, but some of these sort of desert hedgehogs. Big fad in America. It started to come over to the UK. And yes, they're very, very cute. You know, the two African pygmies we've got, little Hector, he's absolutely gorgeous, but we don't see him. Now, because they have been bred as pets, they're not in the rescue area, those are in the house, but they're still nocturnal. So they have to be kept warm, so they're both in enclosed sort of pens in the house with reptile heat pads under them. So first of all, you have to consider their kind of housing and the fact that you've got to keep them warm the same way you would a reptile. Then you've got to consider that they're actually solitary, nocturnal animals. And Hector and Tinsel, the two African pygmy hedgehogs that are here, that came in because people could no longer look after them, we don't see them. They literally wait until we've gone to bed to get up. So if you put your hand in and try and pick them up, they're huffy, they're puffy, they will unball after a while, but then they want to scuttle off and hide somewhere. So, and again, you're looking at an animal that's, you know, it's not that long in terms of them being around as pets, that have been taken from the wild, crossbred to create all sorts of different colours. And animals that would roam over an area in the wild, which once they're in this pet trade, they live in a 3-foot by 1.5-foot tank, basically. So it's not much of a life for a hedgehog. Can't be released back into the wild. In this country, they just die. They couldn't go back to sort of the countries they originate from because they've been bred into these specific hedgehogs. So these ones are now stuck as pets, but we really do want to discourage this trade. And with this lady, I went through all of this and she was very understanding about it. And I said, one of the things we will do if she wants us to is we will put her in touch with one of the African pygmy hedgehog rescues, which there are a couple around the country, who look for foster carers. They end up having African pygmy hedgehogs in that owners didn't realise what it took to look after them, can't look after them, whatever the situation is. They end up going into the rescue and they look for foster carers. So we're going to put her in touch with one of those. And just to give an example, so about a year and a half ago, we had a lady phone up and she started talking about a hedgehog and she didn't know if it was alive or if it was dead. And I was talking to her for a little while and after a while, I just started to get a feeling that this conversation wasn't quite right. And as it turned out, this was a pet African pygmy hedgehog. And she didn't know if it was alive or dead. It was in a tight ball. She didn't want to pay to take it to a vet to have a vet check it. Now, considering that these African pygmy hedgehogs can cost you a couple of £100, this person wasn't willing to spend, I don't know, £30 on a vet consultation, which is a concern to begin with. So anyway, I said, okay, bring it to us, we'll have a look. Because basically she just wanted this for free. Brought the hedgehog in, it was in a tight ball, it was freezing cold, it was dead. And started talking to her, and it had been in a pen that had no heating, so it had got cold in the pen. It had tried to hibernate because it's cold, but what will happen with these African pygmies is if they try to hibernate, they will die. She'd noticed that it was in a tight ball, that it felt cold, that it wasn't moving, and she'd taken it out of its tank or pen or whatever it was in and put it on top of the radiator. Now, if that hedgehog hadn't have been dead in the first place, it certainly would have died once it went from being freezing cold to being stuck on top of a radiator. And it's just this kind of misunderstanding about the creatures. And the lady I was talking to today, which was obviously a totally different situation, somebody looking to get one, she said, well, what about things like guinea pigs and you know, fancy rats and things like that? And as I said to her, these sort of animals have been pets for an awfully long time. And yes, you know, I've had a fancy rat, a black-hooded rat. He was fantastic, loved human company, spent most of his time on my shoulder. And for children, it's often their first sort of real encounter with animals and getting interested in animals. And of course, it can lead to all sorts of things, which is fantastic. But what we don't want to do is encourage new trades. And the African pygmy hedgehog trade is a fairly recent one, started to come over from America now. In fact, I was looking on, it was one of the sites like eBay, and there was some on there for sale, which I just find absolutely horrendous, to be perfectly honest. So it really is something we are trying to discourage. Another rescue centre that we often bump into at events, and they're sort of an exotic rescue centre. They've ended up with things like raccoons and skunks that people have, not skunks, oh, I can't remember what it was, but things like raccoons. And I know certainly skunks are being used in the pet trade as well, because there's a whole thing about removing the scent gland and that kind of thing. And these are wild animals, and the beauty of these animals, the beauty of the European hedgehog here, which obviously we rescue, is that it's a wild animal. That's the beauty of it. And why we seem to want to tame and turn things into pets, I don't know. A few years ago, there's the Wolf Conservation Trust, and they do fantastic work. And we went down for the day for a walk with wolves, and it was a lovely experience. And they do a lot of, you know, fantastic work around the world with wolf conservation. But there you can go for a walk with wolves. And to be honest, it was a letdown, because here was a wolf that was on a lead. And yes, it's doing a fantastic job for education, and I understand that, and it is a different situation. But I suppose my point is that once these animals are in captivity, it changes the way that you perceive them. So those were the two things really that have been recent situations, recent requests that I felt really needed a little bit of explanation. So I want to keep this nice and short, but that's just our take, and I know a lot of other rescues take on hedgehogs and sort of general public access to the European hedgehog, and on the flip side as well, the African pygmy hedgehog trade. So that's it. I'm going to end it here.